Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now time to check the latest in the fabulous world of music with our music guru, David Andrew. There's been some great albums that have come out since we last spoke, so let's take a look at a few of them. David, welcome. What have you got for us?
G'day. Well, we're going to look at Bruce Springsteen first up. He's released a new album called Wrecking Ball. So let's take a look at that first track called We Take Care of Our Own.
Here it is. Very Springsteen, you just recognise him anywhere. What are your thoughts?
I love it. How good does it sound?
Yeah.
I haven't really paid too much attention to Bruce Springsteen over the years, but this album's been a real turning point for me, and it's really won me over. So I think it's a great open-sounding track and an open-sounding album.
Yes.
We see him kind of journey into some new territory with reports of his uncomfortability with being the rock Americana dinosaur. So he's taken on a new producer and doesn't really use his E Street Band, but has some great different styles and great different feels on this album.
So what are the new styles he's venturing into?
Well, there is this rap section in one of...
Bruce Springsteen rapping.
But mercifully, no, he doesn't rap on it. One of the feature artists, okay, which we all thank him for.
Phew.
But it kind of goes into that journey, or we've got some gospel. So it's actually quite gospel influenced, this album, if you listen to it. One of the most touching moments on this whole entire album is where is in this track called The Land of Hopes and Dreams, where it features a sax solo by the late, great Clarence Clemens, his late saxophone player.
Okay, let's have a listen to that. A soaring sax solo. If you listen to the notes, it's pretty simple, but so moving.
So much behind it, yeah.
Yeah. So who's this aimed at? What's his target audience, do you think?
Look, I reckon this is going to... If you've listened to Bruce Springsteen before, you're going to love this album. But what I reckon he's done is he's been able to craft an album that's going to capture a whole bunch more fans. So if you haven't listened to him beforehand, I highly recommend that you kind of listen through this album for yourself.
Okay. Now, here's a man familiar to our shores of recent times. Lionel Richie released a new album with a twist. Yeah.
So Lionel Richie has partnered up with some of the best country artists to recreate his all of his hits as like country duets. So the album's called Tuskegee. And why don't we listen to this interpretation of Dancing on the Ceiling with Rascal Flatts.
I remember this. Your verdict?
Bit of a new take. I love it. I love hearing the banjo.
It's Lionel Richie in a banjo I would have never matched. It's very interesting marketing. Richie has always been a very well-respected writer. People would be very familiar with his music, but not so much that. He's dabbled, I know, in some country songs in the past, hasn't he?
Yeah, so he's pretty familiar with the genre, but what he's done here is he's blown open this gap and introduced his old fans, who would have been with him all the time, to kind of a new side of what he does, and then used all these star power from the country artists that he's joined up with to get a whole bunch of new fans along with him. So this album also features Shania Twain's first visit to the Billboard 200 charts in 8 years.
Wow. So when Lionel Richie calls you up, you say... Yeah, when?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Yes.
So other notable artists on this album include Blake Shelton, Tim McGraw, Kenny Rogers, Willie Nelson, and a host of other country stars.
Good stuff. Any other things worth noting?
Yeah,
Well,
Justin Bieber. Don't hate me, but Justin Bieber has a new single out that I'm not entirely hating.
Okay.
So starts with our Boy Wonder semi-rapping, but has a really great chorus, really great production. And I think we'll pop up the link to that on our Facebook page so you can check that out sometime later.
Okay, question without notice. One Direction has taken Australia by storm this week. Your verdict on them, speaking of boy bands?
Well, they're catchy. They're definitely doing what they should do.
There's marketing for you.
There's marketing, exactly.
So great news for the Aussies as well.
Brilliant news for Aussies. Gautier is smashing it. He's doing so well for himself. A couple of weeks ago, I managed to run across a clip of him playing live on the Jimmy Kimmel show, which is great exposure to the American money industry. I mean, sorry, the music industry.
I got it.
And as we speak right now, what's happening is somebody that I used to know, the single that just did so well here in Australia, is now sitting at number 3 on the American Billboard charts.
That's terrific.
After hitting, the number 1 spot in the UK as well. So he must be very, very happy.
I remember when you came in here with that track, and we were the first where I ever heard it, actually.
Yeah.
Good old Gautier.
So for an artist who recorded this in a barn on his parents' property, I would be pretty proud of myself
it's
right now.
It's been quite a story. Another Aussie launch coming up as well.
Yeah, keep your ears out for the Australian launch of Spotify. I managed to get myself a beta account, and it's completely changed how I play, discover, and experience the music that I listen to.
Wow.
It's made it really social. You can listen to full tracks without having to pay for it, as it's ad-supported and artists get paid their royalties and stuff like that. But it's got these brilliant little apps with inside the program that help you discover different artists or recommendations. And so we might put the link up for that and just keep an eye out on when that launches in Australia.
So it's an app, is it?
It's an app that you can use on your computer or on your phone if you buy the premium. And it's been around the world, and we're just starting to get it now, but it's completely changing how we kind of consume and experience and discover brand new music.
And it really has changed your music habits.
Yeah, completely.
That's big.
Yeah. I'm listening to much more and finding a lot more music that I would never have found beforehand. So it's brilliant.
Wonderful thing. Okay, Spotify, and we'll put it up on
our
Open
House
community Facebook page. David Andrew, thank you so much for coming. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.